Hi, welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are testing out new equipment today, so we hope this is working just superbly and that you all will be able to hear the answers from the beings. You know, Rod is a trance channel, which means he's totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for those who are on the call tonight will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career. And we get no advance notice. So we get to find out who's coming when you find out. Rod will leave, and the being for the show will come in, and we'll take questions. Now, you will need to, if you're in listen only, you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call one of the Q&A lines. This was all in the email. So there's two listen only lines where you are not able to speak, we can't hear you, and two Q&A lines. The Q&A major one is toll-free for you, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And then to schedule your own channeling, the number, again, toll-free, is 877-716-3488. I'll give those numbers again a little later. So, Rod, are you ready?
Yes, indeed. I am ready, dear.
All right. Let's go. Let's see who's going to be of assistance to us tonight. And any question is welcome. Anything you want to ask. They've heard it all.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello and welcome.
My name is Huerta.
Huerta?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome and thank you.
You are welcome. My pleasure.
Wonderful. Can you give us a little bit about your background, your focus in the universe, your self-chosen paths and where you help?
Dear one, I am an Arcturian.
Ooh.
And I love helping humanity. And I am delighted at the progress you all are making. Congratulations.
Well, that's very exciting to hear. And we know that it wouldn't be happening without the help of you and many other beings who care about what's happening on planet Earth at this very critical time. So,
thank you.
So, I think this is the first time you've been on our call, and we're very grateful.
It is the first time I've been with you.
Okay.
But not the last.
Yes, good. All right. When we have a caller with a question, the moderator will break in and tell us. So, meanwhile, I will start with questions. Carol from Arizona.
My Mary's email list, so she knows who I am. And anyway, I've heard a lot about you, but this is the first call I've been on. And
yes.
I understand I'm allowed to ask a personal question. Is that correct?
Yes, you may.
Indeed.
Yes? Okay. I was wondering if you could tell me when I will be moving into a new home that's on a single level.
Before the 4th of July.
Before the 4th?
Yes.
Wow, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Sending you all love and light and much gratitude for having these calls.
Thank you, Carol. Are you complete?
Pardon me? Am I?
Yes. Are you complete?
Complete? Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to know that. Thank you very much. I'm going to listen. This is my first time on the call, although I've been doing emails with you for a while. I just found out about the call, so I'm going to enjoy.
Please do.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all you both do.
You're so welcome. We love it.
I'm going to love it too.
Yes, congratulations.
That's Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question. Apparently at this time there are 5 planets in retrograde, which means they appear to be going backwards instead of forwards, although it's just appearance because of the way the physics works. And this is quite significant to have 5 major planets at one time. Can you address the meaning and the purpose and the possible outcomes for this situation?
The appearance is that they are going backwards, which means that those energies are even more potent. They're more stepped up than usual. That's what it means.
Okay, so the power of each planet is magnified in our lives?
Absolutely, it is.
What would be as a specific purpose of Mercury being retrograde at this time?
Mercury is all about communication. So when Mercury is in retrograde, watch out. What you think you heard, you may not have heard.
You mean it messes up communications?
It certainly does.
Okay. Okay. What about Mars?
Mars? Mars is all about male energy. So when it is in retrograde, that the males on your planet may not have it together, shall we say.
Okay. Well, the masculine energy on our planet is having challenges anyway, generally at this time.
Absolutely they are. So you can't blame them.
No. Merlin said to...
It's been a long time that they've been in charge, and now you are, so...
And
big change.
Yes, that is big, and hopefully with the goal of balance between the masculine and the feminine.
That absolutely is the goal. There's probably many people that wouldn't understand that, but that is the goal. That is the most helpful place for every being to be in, is balance.
Yes. Okay. What about Jupiter?
Jupiter? Big stuff. Big stuff. That means that all of those dreams that you have are more empowered.
So it's a manifestation potential.
Correct.
And that means watch out what we're focusing on to manifest, right?
Always, since you entered the year 2000, always watch out what you're focusing on or what you're thinking about or what's crossing your mind. Because it manifests as time goes on from 2000 forward, it manifests much, much quicker. So the old saying of watch out what you're thinking is even more appropriate.
That's really good to know and a really good reminder for each of us to pay attention of what we're thinking about, what we're intending to create, like more diligently pay attention than ever, right?
Yes, please.
And Saturn?
Yes?
What is Saturn's role at this time?
It is going to help you to bring up any remaining shadow parts that you have not been courageous enough to look at. so that you can heal them and embrace them.
So the shadow parts would include anger level, negativity of any kind, anything fear-based, low self-esteem, lack of self-confidence, any of those things that really are in our shadow side?
Yes.
So people will have an opportunity to look at those more actively and address them?
Yes, indeed they will. And I know some of you out there are saying opportunity, opportunity, but really this can be quite helpful to get those out of the way for where you're going. Where you're going, there's no place for those.
That's true. That is true. And number five would be Pluto.
Yes.
So Pluto's role at this time?
Pluto's role is one of, how shall we say, helping you to manifest that which you're wanting to manifest.
Ah. Pluto's often labeled the dark planet, but this is sounding very positive to help us manifest what we want.
Well, it is very positive if you use it that way. It is as you use it, shall we say.
Okay. So it's a tool in our...
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right. You mentioned about where we're going. Can you address... The new earth that's been created and how we will move on to that in some fashion?
You are speaking about part of the ascension process.
Yes.
And when ascension occurs for your planet and those beings on it that are going to ascend with this dear one, the earth that you think you're on right now will pass through the new earth and when it comes out the other side, the old earth, so to speak, will be no longer needed. And so it will be broken up into building blocks that can be used to make other planets, other universes, if you will.
So that will happen at both a physical and an energetic level, since everything's energy anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Those individuals who choose continue to play, if you will, if they're not done playing, they will simply reincarnate on another 3D world. It won't obviously be Earth, but another one, and they then will have their opportunities to continue growing and playing. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody will get where they're supposed to go eventually. So, no problem. It's just a choice.
Yes. And for some people who are physically on the planet now, my sense is they've made choices already, depending on an upper path, so to speak, or a lower path, and circumstances that have crossed their lives, so that they've created a pattern of either toward ascension or toward another 3D planet. Is that close?
Yes. It's just a choice.
Yes. All right. Let me pause here and give you phone numbers again. If you are in listen-only mode and you'd like to ask a question, please hang up and call a different number. That number would be 888-627-6008. And if you'd like to schedule your own personal or couple or group channeling, that number is 877-716-3488. Okay, let's continue. I read today that this Earth is entering Halley's Comet debris field at this time. Is that going to have an effect on humanity or on the planet in some way?
Yes, it will.
Can you tell us what to look for or expect or be aware of?
It's going to be bringing more light to your planet.
Ah. So passing through a debris field that's basically kind of discards will end up with more light to us. That's very interesting.
In this case, yes.
Wow. Okay. That's beautiful. Okay, I've also been aware that some people who follow earthquakes are saying that the San Andreas Fault, which runs through most of California, north to south, is in hyperstate, kind of, and ready to roll at some point. Is that accurate information?
Yes, that is accurate. And that is not the only part of the world in which that is true. There are many places in the world where with either earthquakes or other types of changes, earth changes, are getting ready to occur. And why is that? Gaia, your dear planet, your mother, is healing herself. And bless her for that.
Oh, absolutely bless her. So this is like when we get a cut or a little injury or something, and there are changes that take place in order to heal that. Is that similar?
Similar, yes.
Okay. Okay, tomorrow is a new moon. Maybe earlier than tomorrow for some parts of the world, since in Hawaii we are kind of the end of the line here.
Or the beginning, depending upon how you look at it, my
That's
dear.
That's true. We're very close to the international dateline. Can you address what the purpose of this new moon is and how people can take advantage of the energies there?
The opportunity is to decide anew who you are.
Ah.
Not just physically, in every way. Every way. Who are you? You get a chance to choose again.
Ah. So intent would be very important at this time. Is that correct?
What is that saying that you like so much? Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Well, we think all you wonderful beings love that because we hear it a lot. Okay, so this is an opportunity to transcend maybe some old fears or concerns, and decide.
It's an opportunity. Let's say that you have seen yourself as lacking power. It's an opportunity to see yourself as the powerful being that you in fact are.
And everyone is, isn't that true?
That is so.
And if they perceive themselves not to be, that's simply a misperception from whatever beliefs, experiences, etc. they've had.
And a perception that does not serve them nor anyone else.
True. Okay. I just recently read an article about CERN and a new portal being opened in some way, and whether that's to our advantage or if it's part of the remaining cabal trying to create problems or issues. Can you explain any of that to us?
I didn't catch the first part of that statement.
CERN, C-E-R-N.
Yes.
The big collider, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. That it's in the process or has opened some new portal. Is this misinformation or is it...
It has opened a new portal. That is true.
Okay. Is this a positive thing or something the cabal is trying to create issues?
This is a tool and can be used either positively or negatively depending upon those using it.
Ah. So because it's not been placed on their public website and apparently someone had to dig for this information, the intent behind it of those in charge is not positive use?
You have to understand that the intention of people who don't want to share what is possible can be protection. As in this case, they're trying to protect humanity.
Oh.
As opposed to really looking at the positive possibilities for this tool.
So the portal could be used by individuals in a positive fashion, simply through their intent?
Absolutely.
Ah. Is it a portal to another universe and the other parts of this one? Is it a black hole? Is there any information that would be helpful?
It's a portal. The easiest way to say it is a portal to the other side of existence.
The other side of existence. Wow. That is huge.
It is, yes.
And they opened this.
They did.
Okay. Was that done knowingly on purpose, or it was a result of some other goal they had?
It was a result of an experiment that they were running. It was not an intended result. It was an accidental result.
How interesting. Okay.
As far as they're concerned. Now, does Spirit intend for it to be opened? Yes.
Oh, yes, because it wouldn't have happened if
right. The
Spirit hadn't intended it. Okay. So it's another gift from Spirit if we choose to use it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Let me pause here again and give the phone numbers. If you are in listen only and would like to ask a question, all questions are welcome, personal or otherwise, whatever you would like to ask. The Q&A line, you need to hang up the line you're on and call another number. That number is 888-627-6008. And if for any reason that line is busy or you can't get through, there is a second line for Q&A, and that is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And if you'd like to schedule your own personal or couple or group channeling, that number is 877-716-3488. Okay, Thea, a caller, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I can indeed.
Okay. First, I came in on late, so who am I talking to?
My name is Wartha, and this lovely lady over here is?
Mary.
Yes.
Mary.
And Wartha
okay,
is...
I have more than one question. CERN. So, a nice little weasel the other day chewed into some wires and stopped the machine from working. So, is this a little being that's helping us, or he was just doing his natural thing of chewing wires? Or did he have a death wish?
He was following instructions from Spirit.
Okay. Well, he gave his life, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Okay. So it was a positive thing for us that he did?
Correct.
Okay. Totally different topic. Corey Good and some other people that are talking about what's happening out around the earth with like the SSP Alliance and such as that, how they're getting rid of all the technology like in the fourth dimension and such. Will that all be completed soon where the beings on Earth are not being affected from all this negative technology that's affecting how people act?
Yes, the time for that is over.
So what do you mean? So they've completed the project, is what you're saying?
I didn't say that. What I said is the time for that is over, meaning that they're not going to be allowed to continue in that vein.
Okay. So by my understanding from what Corey has said and other people that are involved in this, that humans have been taken off the earth and sold to other beings on other planets, will those humans be able to be released and brought back to Earth?
It will depend upon the individual. Some individuals will choose that. Others will choose to be integrated into the population that they find themselves in.
Oh, so could you define integrated? That they're like comfortable there?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Oh, okay.
That's part of being integrated, yes.
Okay.
Working together, working in, et cetera, compatible.
Okay. Well, I was under the assumption a lot of them were taken against their will, so I didn't know, you know, being experimented on and such as things like that. So that clarifies what you're telling me.
Some will. Some will choose to come back to Gaia. Some will choose to be integrated into the population that they find themselves in.
Okay. So should some of that be completed before 2017, or will it progress farther into 2017?
It will be complete by mid-2017.
Okay. Mary, do you have anything you want to tack on to what I've been asking, since you're quicker at the thoughts than I am?
Oh, you're doing great, Thea. go for it.
Well, sometimes I get stopped, and it's like, now what do I ask? Okay. So, how do you pronounce your name again? I'm sorry.
Huerta.
Huerta? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
W-O-R-T-A.
W-O-R-T-A. Okay, good.
Okay, so since I didn't get on the call till like 10 minutes after, so did you describe a planet you're from, or your ascended master?
I'm from Arcturus.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been told I have 31% of my DNA is Arcturian. Do you want to add to that?
Do you want more percentage? Is that what your question is?
Well, I don't know if you can give me more.
I didn't ask if I could give you more. I asked, do you want more percentage?
Yes.
So be it.
If it's to my highest good.
So be it.
Okay. So, are you able to give a rough estimate of when it'll be announced for the United States, when the new government will be officially announced?
It appears at the moment, and this is something that is changing with the moments, but it appears at this point in time that it will be late August when it will be announced. When it will be announced.
Okay. There's an astrologer that does very in-depth astrology, and with all the planets in retrograde and everything else, he's saying that's leading up to a big astrology event in September. Are you able to elaborate on what he's saying? Because he hasn't said what's, you know, with all the planets, what's going to be happening in September. So are you able to elaborate on that?
I'm going to let him do that.
Oh, he's going to wait a while. I'm trying to get a step ahead.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, so you can't say what all the planets' alignments are or anything, how that's going to affect us?
How will it affect you?
I just have to wait.
It's going to affect you in big ways. It's like the doors are going to be opened and you're not going to have the structures that you're quite used to hanging on to keep yourself, quote unquote, safe, which don't do anything except keep you stuck. That's what it's going to do, dear.
So this is basically for the whole world, just not the United States, the current United States?
For all humanity.
Okay. Part of me wants to ask a question. Part of me doesn't want to know. Mary knows what I'm talking about. Well, to you,
yeah.
Ashley.
Yes,
my,
yeah.
My goal is to get and be living in the country of France at the latest of July, preferably in June, but no later than the end of July. Is there a strong possibility that will occur?
What's needed here, dear one, is for you to choose it.
Well, I need money. If I had money, I'd be there right now.
Dear one, when you choose, the whole universe will line up behind you for it to occur.
Okay. Okay.
Get it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So here's a sort of, it's a question that's attached to that. The man that I've been having a relationship, that's the reason why I want to go to France. So it's up to me and him for us to get together.
Bingo.
Okay, so he's delaying it and I'm delaying it is what I'm hearing.
Right on the money.
So if I do what I know, what some of the things I need to do to get this to happen, do I also have to wait for him to do what he needs to do to get me there?
Dear one, it would serve you to view the two of you as a team working together, not separately, not apart, not individually, but as a team.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because isn't that what you're trying to go to?
Yes.
Okay, then I suggest that the two of you work as a team to make this happen.
Okay. Okay.
It will happen
Thank
much quicker,
much.
With much less energy, and with much less struggle.
Okay.
Unless you're just into those things.
Pardon?
Unless what? You're just into struggle.
No.
Pardon oh,
me.
Oh, good.
He's never been around people like with our beliefs. And things like astrology and multiple lifetimes and things like that. So I haven't figured out a way to introduce that to him. Any suggestions?
Open mouth.
Well, I've been opening my mouth and sticking my feet in a lot, and I'm always having to charming into not being mad at me. Different culture. So, because French don't have a sense of humor, I've been finding out. Okay. Any other suggestions, Mary, to throw in on this?
Oh, I'm laughing at this last one. Okay.
No. Okay.
Oh, no, I think you're doing great with your questions. Because I know this is very important to you, and
definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm working on the team aspect. So okay, there was something else I was going to ask.
Let me bring another aspect of this to your attention.
Okay.
Not just you, but everybody is having the opportunity to decide how they want to be. who you want to be.
Okay.
So I suggest, given the opportunity, you make it what you want, not what you don't want.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Since he's his own soul and ego and such, are you able to tell me, for example, with me being part Arcturian, are you allowed to tell me what part of whatever civilization, wherever in the universe, he has a lot of in him?
Yes, I'm able to, but dear one, that's an invasive question because you do not have his permission to ask.
Okay. Well, he doesn't know about all this stuff.
Well, I understand that, but you still don't have his permission to ask.
Well, it didn't hurt to try.
True enough.
Okay, well, all you have to do is say no, and you did, so no problem.
Oh, good.
Well, I took up about 16 minutes of your time, so I hope that helps you out, Mary. Oh, and I sent you an email. Well, I will be. You'll get it after the show.
Okay. Okay, terrific. Okay. Thank you, Thea.
Thank you, Warta. Thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Love you, and thank you for coming tonight.
My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Blessings, bye. Okay, well, Thea's question addressed the new government announcement and that kind of stuff, currently projected for approximately the end of August. There's been quite a bit of information given out that September will be a very big month for those types of announcements, public announcements, not just stuff continuing on behind the scenes. And of course, we had the deadline of the first week in November for the normally scheduled election, which we know will not take place. Then that your answer makes sense toward the end of August. Does that sound about right?
Does it sound about right that my answer makes sense?
Well, yes, and that September will also be kind of loaded with public announcements and a rescheduling of the election.
There will be many announcements concerning your governance and the new, very, very positive ways that people on the planet are going to be interacting in the future during that time period. Yes, dear.
That is so exciting. And so there will be a completely different kind of election, is my understanding, not the standard one we're used to every 4 years.
No, not what you're used to, but very positive.
Yes. Yes, very positive. So it looks like now like Trump is just having a wonderful time announcing all kinds of things, knowing he won't be president. He's protected. So he's free to just expose about anything he wants to. Is that correct?
He's having a ball. And can you blame him?
No, I think would be a gas to know you didn't have any limits and you could say whatever you wanted and that needed to be exposed.
Exactly so.
And, today I read that he had picked someone for his fundraising. Well, he doesn't really need a fundraiser, I don't think, who used to work for Goldman Sachs and George Soros, which, of course, is the other side of the ball game, shall we say, Stephen Mnuchin for that position. Is this just a like tossing a bone to a dog of the cabal?
You, You could look at it that way. It's more of a, how do you say, smack in the face?
Okay. Meaning he has the power to pick someone like that and have control over their activities.
Correct.
And not, you know, not play their game, just throw it in their face. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We have a caller on line one. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mary and Rod. Hi, Worka. I love your energy.
Thank you, dear one.
I was trying to think of a question I could ask just to talk with you. And the only...
could ask about your writing.
My writing? Yeah.
Yes.
I have to start over. I had kind of a rough start with my write. Yes, but it'll be a great start. No?
That's no reason not to proceed, is it?
No, not at all. I'm excited about a new start. It'll be more on the right track.
Good.
So, since I love your energy so much, what can you tell me about what step I could take to bring myself forward in a new way?
You could meditate on seeing yourself without limits. No limits.
Okay.
Since you asked.
Since I asked, I will work on that.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you, Mary and Rod. Great show. Great sound. Good sound.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you, Susan,
yeah,
so much.
Coming through clear. Okay.
My pleasure.
Good. Okay. Finally.
Okay. Sending love. Thank you so much.
Love to you. Huerta, I have a question that was typed to me by Vicky, and I suggested she come on the call, but I didn't have an answer. Maybe for some reason she's not able to. But she has asked, is it okay if I ask her question for her? Since she has asked, do we have an answer for this? Her name is Vicky.
It's okay.
All right. She says, it seems I cannot wear my smoky quartz bead necklaces, two of them, because they keep breaking on her while she's wearing them. They are strung on nylon-coated beading wire. And is she just not supposed to wear smoky quartz at this time?
Her energy is such that the smoky quartz is overwhelmed. And so... the string breaks.
Okay, so it's her energy that's breaking the string.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it would be wise for her not to wear these until something shifts.
Until she can be in a calm place.
Okay. I will answer her email. With this answer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know what? We haven't had any callers asking what color to paint their toenails.
I know. And you know, if you go into a nail salon, there's like 200 colors that can be used now. It's amazing that nobody's asked, right?
I think so. I don't understand.
I don't either. Some of the colors are absolutely gorgeous, stunning.
They are indeed.
At least in the bottles. So, you're cute.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. The latest news I read tonight is that the big, so supposedly too big to fail banks are now taking the position that the government money, meaning supposedly taxpayer money only, we know it doesn't work that way, belongs to them, and that there's history of this for when they were first started, probably in the 30s, where they were given subsidies to get going. And these have continued all through the years. But now it's money that they seem to think is theirs. And this is like, you've got to be kidding me. But that's a mentality mindset, right?
Dear, stealing is stealing, no matter what face you paint it with.
Okay.
This is stealing.
Yes, it actually is.
Yes.
So their position as far as anything honorable is completely untenable, right?
They don't have a leg to stand on.
And so they will be one of the ones, of course, we know they're going to get their comeuppance, so to speak, in the changes. This is just another nail they're putting in their own coffin, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay.
It is indeed.
Good to know.
And it is got to be gratifying to know that there is an end in sight for this kind of behavior.
Oh, it is so gratifying. I've known about this stuff for so many years, and we've waited and waited and waited, and finally, the time is coming quickly.
Very quickly.
Yes.
So, have a party. Dance. Sing. Celebrate.
Can we have champagne, too?
You can. Indeed.
Yes. Because we can celebrate what's coming, and then when it comes, we can celebrate again, right?
That's right.
Have all kinds of parties. All right. Well, we're so very grateful for you to be here tonight, Huerta. And we appreciate all your efforts and everyone's efforts from the other side to help humanity at this time. We're just delighted and grateful. And those of us who are in the know for a lot of the details on this, it's very, very exciting and gratifying. And yes, we're going to party.
Yes, you need to do that. You need to celebrate.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for your service.
My pleasure, dear.
And your love and your presence. We appreciate it.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right, wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for being here. I'll give you the phone numbers again for next time. Q&A is 888-627-6008. Make a note for next week. We're here every week at this same time. And we're looking forward to next week. And please come prepared with your questions. We really love to have people ask their questions. So blessings. Have a wonderful, joyous, happy week. This is Mary and Rod.
And yes? This is Rod.
And Rod. Okay. Didn't know if he was back yet. Okay. Signing off until next week. Blessings and love to you all.